It's Thursday, June 18th. This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Femi OK with you this morning. We want to go live to Tehran, where protests are beginning to start in about 1 hour from now. Ali is going to be at one of those protests. Hello to you, Ali. Why are you going?
Hi, how are you doing? Well, first of all, we are going for one main goal, and that is to sympathize with the families of the people who have been killed or wounded during the recent violence in the past Monday. And that is the primary goal for today's attendance at the protest. And the second goal is obviously to be with Mr. Mousavi, the pro-reform candidate, who is calling that the elections that took place were either fraudulent or there were some major ambiguities in the way that it was performed. So it is just to show our support and to show that we are able and we are here to take our vote back or defend what we voted for.
It's tough to hear you because it's difficult to get communications out of Iran. So I just want to ask you one final question. You are a supporter of Mousavi. What do you think is possible just by going out on the streets? What can you do?
Well, it's the most basic thing you can do. It's just to go quietly and protest. And I think it's the most effective because it shows that number of people who are for Mousavi and the number of people who actually voted for him. And it's just a show of unity, a show of work by the people through very peaceful ways. And it can achieve, well, we're hoping that it can achieve a runoff election with a new set of elections, with better monitoring systems, with the reformers. And hopefully, if that election can be set up, then they will all once again go out and vote. And then if the process brings about change or it doesn't bring about change, but as long as it's there, we will accept any result. And I think that's a lot of people going there to show that they did vote for Mousavi, they are united, and they just want to show that they are here and they care.
Ali, thank you very much for joining us on The Takeaway. Ali is a supporter of Mousavi. He is the main opposition candidate who took part in the presidential elections just last week. Joining us this morning in our studios following the protest is Professor Hamid Darbashi. He is the Professor of Iranian Studies at Columbia and the author of Iran, A People Interrupted, and Islamic Liberation Theology, Resisting the Empire. Professor, if I mentioned all of your books, all of your work, I would just say thank you very much and goodbye. Thanks. So we won't talk about everything, but I want you to take us through analysis of the protests, what's been happening over the last couple of days. How would you sum it up?
Well, it's an unfolding of what appears to be a civil disobedience. It's a bit too early to say. On June 12th, there was a presidential election, but an overwhelming, sizable number of Iranians believe that the election was rigged. Whether or not the election was actually rigged is not hard to tell, and it has become an academic question and moot. The fact is that immediately after the results were announced, there was a spontaneous demonstration in the streets of Tehran, and believing that the election has been rigged. The following day, pro-Ahmadinejad supporters staged a massive demonstrations on behalf of Ahmadinejad. And then the day after that, there was a semi-organized, but semi-spontaneous, because there is very difficult. Mr. Mousavi has been trying to ask permission from the Ministry of Interior for officially sanctioned, but he has been denied. That demonstration on the 15th of June was, by all estimates, BBC is very conservative in estimation, hundreds of thousands participated, and if there were shots at peaceful demonstrators, at least one, up to eight, has been killed. And this rally today is called ostensibly as a sign of mourning, so people are supposed to wear black. Green is ordinarily is the color of this particular movement, but Mr. Mousavi, who is a painter, abstract painter himself, and his wife, who is also a key figure in this, As you see on the front page of New York Times today, the color of black and green is going to be what, if authorities allow them to send images outside, is what we will be what we'll be seeing. So ostensibly, for mourning the dead and wounded in this 15th of June demonstrations, but what we're witnessing is really a crescendo and an unraveling. Probably there will be violence today. On Friday, tomorrow, there is going to be a clash for a very obvious reason. The government has asked for a day of has organized a gathering at soccer stadium in Tehran University campus. The leader, the supreme leader, will be there to lead the prayer, and the supporters of Ahmadinejad are going to be bussed in from all around the country in order to fill the stadium and show how powerful the government is.
Professor, how do you know all of this information? You're even telling me what's happening tomorrow and where the violence is going to be. How do you know that?
Oh, how much time do you have?
Not enough.
I've been away from my internet for 5 minutes, and I feel I'm disconnected. A combination of things. I'm on Mousavi's Facebook, for example. That's one way. I'm on Twitter, but most importantly, there is a number of websites that are in Persian and are coming out of Iran, and the most reliable are usually these websites. I'm not limiting myself to pro-Mousavi and pro-reformist. There are strong pro-Ahmadinejad, pro-government website as well, so I check them to make sure that I have a balanced view of what's happening. This is what has happened. During the campaign, Mousavi said every Iranian is a campaign headquarter. And what has happened is really a revolution. I was listening to your previous segment, talking to the editor of New York Times.
See, a revolution, that is a really, really sensitive word. So you're really calling last few days a revolution?
Electronic revolution. Ah, I'm not sure if this demonstration is actually going to. But by sheer volume of it, again, as the your editor, New York Times editor said, by the sheer volume and by the sheer look of it, I'm absolutely convinced we're witnessing something historic. What exactly is it? It remains to be seen.
We just have a little bit of time left to talk about Mousavi. You've been on his Facebook site. Just remind us what people are getting out on the streets. Who is this personality? Who is he?
He is a war hero to his supporters. He was a prime minister during the war. So he's a very beloved figure, particularly for his supporters. But he went into seclusion for almost 20 years after the war. He refused to have anything to do with politics. He is a philosopher, he is a painter, etc. And then when he came back to politics, he said, "I only came back because I'm worried about the future of our country."
I know you've been off the internet for 5 whole minutes, but what is Mousavi's Facebook status right now?
Is active. It's interrupted constantly, but it is active.
Thank you very much. Professor Hamid Dabashi, he is Professor of Iranian Studies at Columbia University, author of Iran, A People Interrupted, and Islamic Liberation Theology, Resisting the Empire. 10 minutes is not enough with you, Professor. I'm sure you will be back. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.